Hello, Darlene.
Hi.
Hello, Darlene.
Hey, I was wondering, I am so allergic to a lot of the things they're giving me for my breast cancer. No, excuse me. It has spread a little bit. And they don't really give me a whole lot of feedback on it. I'd sure like to know exactly what is going on with me. This is about a year and a half ago. And I cannot really tolerate any of it. They've given me three different ones so far. And they're basically, is this chemotherapy or is it just to stop the cancer as much as they can do that? Or I mean, I'm not sure what the heck they're doing, to tell you the truth. But they keep saying it's a slow-growing cancer. And the lump in the breast, is that any indication it's getting smaller? But I don't know if that means anything.
Well, you were diagnosed about a year and a half ago, you said?
Yeah.
And do you know what stage it is in?
Four. They said
stage four.
Four.
Okay. For our other listeners, that means that it has spread beyond, is it in the liver or bone or?
It's in the bone, they said.
It's in the bone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you undergoing chemotherapy currently?
I don't know what this stuff is. They're pills.
Uh-huh.
And they keep saying it's not chemotherapy, but
Darlene, it might be a estrogen blocker. Sometimes
that's
they will.
What they are.
Yes, they will.
They're making me sicker than a dog.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'd rather have the cancer.
Yeah, things like tamoxifen and anastrozole, they're like sledgehammers, you know, for your hormones, and I can see the reasoning behind using it to block any estrogen stimulation for the breast cancer.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, how would that make a person feel if it messed up their hormones when they had none? They'd,
exactly,
be,
yeah.
You know, kind of in a jam. They'd
yeah,
really
and
feel like living, really.
I think it's beyond what I could help you with on the radio, but I would say, you know, if you were to come into Tahoma Clinic, either ask for myself, Dr. Sherman, or Dr. Lampson, who is also really skilled in cancer. He actually taught oncology at Bastyr University. So if you're in the
Dr.
local
Lampson?
Area.
Okay.
Lampson. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now, what was, excuse me, what was that one that you were talking about a minute ago, M something or another, I wrote it down.
Oh, the 4MU.
Yeah, the 4MU, and then you said there was one before that, and I didn't write it down.
I can't remember which one that was, but yeah, if
but that's the important one, the 4MU.
Well, if you could call the clinic on Monday, they could send you perhaps a copy of the article that Dr. Wright came across a few months ago. It's something normally we think of it more for ovarian cancer or prostate cancer rather than breast cancer, but with a stage four, I mean, you want to do everything you can at this point to really see if you can inhibit and you know, prevent further
sure.
progression. So,
now, what does that do to the hormones? Same thing.
Well, it's not actually addressing the hormones. I mean, it sounds like you're doing a estrogen blocker, which, you know, puts you at more risk for osteoporosis and just
more risk of feeling horrible. I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
The quality of life is a lot worse. I realize that. So that's kind
yeah.
of a big project. I would recommend coming in, and we could put together a good program for you. I often use high dose vitamin D and high dose CoQ10. There's an herb called turkey tail. that I like, also called Coriolis, and possibly iodine. You know, topical iodine can help inhibit cancer cells also. So
topical on the actual tumor?
Yes. Although, you know, since it's spread, you need a more comprehensive treatment. So,
Well, how successful are these treatments at stage four? Does it hold it back? Does it cure it? Or does one even know what could happen?
Well, you know, a lot of these, you're talking about supplements in general. You know, there's very little research. There's a lot of research with individual supplementation inhibiting certain pathways. You know, that's
great.
That's typically as far as they can go. But yeah, there's no, you'll never see a research article saying this cures blah blah blah. It just doesn't happen. So.
Well, I didn't know there were so many different types of cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, how on earth could they even come to any conclusions when there's
over 100 cancers
there of so many different kinds.
Well,
is
what we try to do,
or did I just hear that somewhere?
What we try to do at Tahoma Clinic is help you through the whole process, whether it's chemo or radiation or surgery, and work at preventing recurrence once you've gone through some of the conventional treatments. So
even at stage four, you can still do the other things?
Oh, yeah.
That they could have done before?
Yeah, supplementation, you mean? Yeah, there's things you can do. We often use IV vitamin C and, you know, heavy supplementation, but... like I say, it's complex to talk about on the radio. We could spend all day on that.
I just wondered if that rumor was true that there. Well, I don't even know if it's a rumor, but I was told that there are so many different types of cancer.
You're right.
Now, that's true.
Oh my gosh!
Did anybody conclude anything then? You know?
Yeah. And normally, you know, chemotherapy is used for a certain tissue type or organ in particular. But I know more and more oncologists are looking more towards what actually works. So rather than doing, you know, breast cancer, you know, once you're diagnosed with breast cancer, they typically give you a certain number of chemotherapy treatments and types. But if there's another chemotherapy or something else that works as well or even better, why not use that? So more and more oncologists are using chemosensitivity testing to see what could be working. So that's another thing that you could look into. But
so if the breast tumor is not getting any larger, what does that mean?
Well, that's a good sign that you're stabilized and controlling it, but I would still be aggressive in your treatment and keep after it. So, but like I say,
and that's with no treatment because I couldn't take those things anymore. They're making me sick.
Yeah,
I had to stop.
I understand.
That
happens to a lot of people. But yeah. Call our clinic on Monday, and you could make an appointment with one of us to go through, you know, where your situation is at this point and your stage, and we could help, you know, hopefully try to inhibit that and help you feel better. So, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks
Have
for
a
the call.
Afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Darlene.